Wrapping up Chavakuk Perek Aleph, Pasuk Yud Dalet. So Chavakuk is asking the rhetorical question to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how can you allow this to happen? How can you allow this evil to manifest itself and even take over the world when you are the epitome of justice and goodness in the world? Vatase Adam Kidigei Hayam, you have made man like the fish of the sea. Like fish of the sea, Rashi says, in front of these wicked men who can trap us, and the fish of the sea are free and available to anybody who wants to catch a fish. We've got no protection. We're just out there being scooped up. And as in the case of fish, big ones swallow smaller ones. So the Kastim are swallowing up Yisrael. Atem ha-me'at mikol ha'amim. We're swallowed up. Kiremes lo moshel bo. Like the creepy, crawly worms over which there is no ruler, invisible under the dirt. No ruler over the insects, and each one devours the other. So it's a question about the apparent triumph of Darwinism. How is it that only the fittest survive in a situation where you created a world with the Torah that has justice, and yet justice seems to be temporarily on hold? Tesvav kulo v'chaka hei Allah. He takes all of them up with the fish hook. Right? He's bringing us all up. The fish being caught by the fisherman. The wicked man hooks you right through the cheek and then pulls you up and pulls you out of the mayim that sustains you. You go rehu v'chermo. He catches them in his net. V'yasfehu b'michmarto. And he gathers them in his trawl. It's also a type of net, but it's a very big, wide one. So he's catching them, he's gathering them, all different types of objects all at the same time. The Malbim sees all of these things, Machmores, Chaka, and Cherem. The Chaka is for giant fish. The cherem is a net for capturing average-sized fish in huge numbers, like you see sometimes in movies where they dump in Forrest Gump, where they dump the net up and everything falls down, including a boot on the deck. The machmoras is a type of net spread across the water, and multitudes can be gathered all at once. That's the trawl. Al-Kain, therefore, Yismach v'yagil. The fisherman is rejoicing and he's happy and he's exulting. He's successful at everything he does. This is Muchad Netzar. Old conquests, new conquests, he conquers everybody. Tezayin al ken yizabeach l'chermo. Therefore he sacrifices to his net, which is his God. His God is his net. He gathers all the nations and sacrifices to his gods, brings captives, brings people to sacrifice. V'yakter v'kater l'michmarto, and he burns incense to his trawl. Now, how foolish human beings are that we take the tools of our success and then we worship them. Kochi va'otzim yadi mamish, ki va'hema shamein chelko, because through them his portion becomes fat. U'ma'achalo b'ria, and his food is a b'ria, is a healthy fat lamb, a fatling. So he's sacrificing and worshiping his net that he used to catch everybody with and to conquer everybody with, which is foolish, but when are human beings not foolish? Yizayin ha'alkein yorik chermo. Is it because of this that he empties his net? Is samid and continually laharo goyim lo yachmol, does not spare to slay nations constantly. All of the success that he has had with these nets, trapping everybody, conquering everybody, being what he himself thinks of as the king of the sea, he is emptying his net every single day from the fullness of everything that he's gotten. And is it proper in Hashem's eyes that this continuous success is going to be attributed to idol worship? So of course not. So Mitzudos David says, is he ever going to empty his net and release the captive? If he continues to succeed, why would he release everybody? Which is, of course, the entire rationale over the two-year war against Hamas, which we won. Yay. Have we? Are we looking at what's happening now? Even as we speak, Hamas is making its huge comeback. There's one Khatouf still, the remains of a dead hostage still in their hands, and we still obsess over this, because that's who we are. But how many future hostages are going to come? Which is always the question, which was the end of my shiur on hostage taking, is that the Rambam says, the Gemara says, is it going to just encourage this behavior in the future when they see how successful it is? You're going to put the nets right back out again. Nebuchadnezzar is a paradigm for the enemies of the Jewish people for all time. And that has not changed, unfortunately.